work in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Sounds of Infinite Flying Kick, a song called Checkmate, and that's actually the title track on their debut EP, Checkmate, and that's through Power Tool Records over here in New Zealand.
That's cool. Well, a lot of you are wondering what the hell you're listening to. This is just basically a little podcast two guys are doing in a room. I'm Ben, along with Lee. Hello, Lee.
Hi, I'm the other guy in the room. Yeah, Lee. Hi.
And we're going to pretty much focus on bands that you may not have heard of, that don't get much mainstream appeal, which is a shame.
Because it's all good music.
Yeah, it's all very good music. It's like a collision between the New Zealand-based stuff that Lee will be providing and the European stuff that I'll be providing, such as this track by a band called A&D Line. They're quite avant-garde. They see themselves as artists more than musicians, with a very catchy number off their eponymously titled debut album, A&E Line. This is Time, 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 so check it out.
Well, if you want a tip for me about how you've gone so wrong and how you've lost what you found, please, please, please just step away, because I found this magic cave where I can go to read a book or just sit around and look. People seem to think I'm walking through another life of theirs, but they don't care what What am I saying? Who am I saying this to? The me, the good. We're just living to breathe. Please dispose of your ashtrays, always growing in some ways, and in others this disaster's a loaf. Suppose I should button down, get a job, start getting worried about getting the job. But when you say no to me, it's just a feeling of rage.
It all makes sense in the end when I'm alone.
That was Dynamo Go, a song called Waiting My Turn. That's actually from their self-released EP that only recently came out called Folly, Vice and Madness. They're a four-piece band from Hamilton here in New Zealand. Yeah, nice bunch of guys. I've seen them a few times. Always a great show. And you can check them out on myspace.com/DynamoGo.
Yeah, and with most bands that you're probably going to hear today, there's two ways you can check them out. There's Drill Magazine over here in New Zealand, courtesy of Power Tool Records. And there's also Rockstar.net, the European-based music online magazine. That's a mouthful. Try saying that when you're drunk. So yeah. I'm going to play a Norwegian band now. They're called... That's seriously, man. That's from Norway.
That's a funny name. What, say that again.
They're called Mean Flower. Okay. The band's not called a small Norwegian band.
Well,
that would be a pretty good gimmick. Anyway, they're called Mean Flower. They had one of their tracks used for a Nokia advert in Japan, thus defining how insane Japanese people actually are. Not the fact that the band's bad or anything, but the fact that they've picked a pretty good band to advertise mobile phones with, and yet not many major mainstream commercial places around Europe would pick them up, which is a crying shame. A damn crying shame. So anyway, this is a song called People on the TV from their EP Orchids, and take a listen to it. Let us know how you feel. Let us know if you would buy a Nokia mobile phone after listening to this, because I know I will.
To be free, like people on the TV, and I want you to know this, that light will kill the darkness. I want you to be free, like people on the TV. TV. Jesus loves the dreamers tonight. Jesus loves the dreamers tonight. 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 I want you to be free.
And you've got a video camera handy, and women are looking at you shadily like you're going to videotape them doing an act which I would rather not say out loud.
I noticed that too.
Yeah. So what do you do with all this free time on your hands? I'll tell you what you do. You get an interview with an upcoming band called The Cortica, a band whose lead singer very much reminisces us old early 90s alt music fans of a certain Jeff Buckley. And he takes it all in his stride, of course. Matt, doesn't he?
Matt's a great guy, you know, and Actually, he was telling me last night that his favourite song of all time is Grace by Jeff Buckley. So you can sort of see where it comes from there.
So, obviously, me and Lee slightly look it up on the old whiskey and dry, as always.
Yeah, slightly. Didn't mean to get that way, but, you know, it helped.
But, you know, it helped loosen tongues and bring you this outstanding interview with Decortica outside the Galatos bar.
And tongues didn't need to be loosened a whole lot because they are great, great people to talk to.
So, yeah, here's your interview.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Decortica.
Well, Decortica, how was it up there?
It's good fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Awesome. It's
cool. Good to watch.
How would you describe the sound? Because, you know, go from that point, Jeff Buckley-esque to, like, alternative rock and then even psychedelic parts, but how would you define the sound of it?
I don't know. We try to put all of our musical ideas into this band. When we started, we just were jamming, so everything was emerging from that. Anything we were listening to, or any other genres we were inspired by, kind of went into the melting pot. So we want to be able to dip into other styles when appropriate, if we feel like the music's going that way. So at the moment, I mean, it's alternate rock. That's how I see it, and that's a pretty broad description, but we like the progressiveness of bands like Fifth Circle, melodic emphasis on things like Jeff Buckley and so on, but anything that's rooted firmly in a rock kind of setting.
Have you heard the Buckley thing much?
Have a bit.
Can I make a point though for the record that, I mean, like, I think there is a strong, like, connection. I think also it's a lot to do with, like, how Matt sounds when he sings. You know, like, I think there's just the same way Matt tackles, well, not the same way, but in a very similar way Matt tackles notes. But also, yeah, I mean, we try and use different tunes and different chords and stuff like that to, as much as anything, to keep us interested, you know. I mean, like, the normal progressions and stuff, and the convention can get a bit old. And I think also it's giving people something newish. But also, I mean, like, Jeff Buckley was someone that we sort of stumbled across, like, last year, and a lot of the stuff that you're listening to, like, at us, that just Sam was written a long time before that. Because, you know, Matt and I grew up together playing and just sort of developing, and it's just sort of where we ended up as much as anything.
I think the amazing thing is, like, how many times have I seen you guys? Like, 12?
Not sick of us yet.
I'm still getting the grips with your song. Yeah. Is it in a good way?
Okay.
You know what I mean? And does that come out when you play live? You know, progressively, you appreciate you more and more. That's not to say that when I first saw you, you know, I thought, oh dear, when I first saw you. But then after that, like, say at the King's Arms gig, I mean, you guys went last and didn't deserve the kind of crowd that wasn't there. And I grew to appreciate it more.
We had a great crowd.
I heard that one of you.
He was front row center.
Yeah. Oh, it was great sitting down watching.
One of you were in a band that were inspired by Mitchie.
Can you regale us with that anecdote? Well, I started drumming, I was just like, I wanted to get a hand of anything I could, you know. I started off with, like, rock and funk drumming, and then decided all my favourite drummers had a jazz background, like Jimmy Chamberlain from Smashing Pumpkins, Matt Cameron. And I was actually doing a musical show, and it was Return to the Forbidden Planet, which was like a Shakespeare spoof. It's a pretty tragic bloody thing. But yeah, I met a guitarist in there who was like a half-blind death metal guitarist, and he asked me to play with him, and it was fun for a while, but, you know, like, it was based on Nietzschean philosophy, so basically all you did was spend 2 hours at a time doing the thing you hated most in music. So for me, I was just, like, sitting there for 2 hours doing double kick, going, like, left, right, left, right, and it wasn't my cup of tea, you know, but I'm glad it would drive the band in a new direction.
Where are you guys going? What's up for next year? What's going to happen?
Well, we spent this year gigging pretty solidly, and that was the goal, was to meet other bands, meet people in the scene, which we've done, and made some really good friendships as well, which is great, and just wanted to increase our street presence in the process, particularly when you're a band with not much money behind you. It's the best option. People like who are running the Indie Club and Self Made Club and the other indie promoters have really given us a chance, and we appreciate that. And taking it from the jam space into venues, and it's been great. So we We did a little bit of recording end of this year for a new single, saved up the money for it to make sure it was a high quality production, hope to get some airplay with it. I have a video accompanying that, and that'll be the start of the year.
And then world domination.
Well, a couple more high profile gigs.
before
we make the manifesto. We're serious about it. It's my love and my passion. It's not a hobby. Whenever I'm not working on my day job, I've got my friends and my girlfriend, and I've got my music, that's what I do, and I love it. So we're serious about it.
Amen.
I heard that. Matt, you're actually playing tonight, and it's your 3rd anniversary.
Yeah,
that's
right.
He's there.
I was, I guess I've been a bit complacent with the whole, date keeping and so on. I have a photographic memory of all the special moments shared between me and my girlfriend when it comes to things like my birthday. But, I've learnt my lesson over the last couple of months, and she's a forgiving girl, so she's here now, and she's enjoyed the gig, and spent some time at Lynn's. Hey, it's about Lynn's. Yeah.
So you know what he'll be doing after this interview?
And commitment to the rock, of course.
Who are your favourite bands to play with, and are you looking to collaborate with any other Kiwi bands?
Yeah, I've got to say, IFK, really dear to my heart. Not only are they good people, but I love the tunes too. I like the keys in there, really high quality musicians, the guitar's great, and I think there's something about Willis as well. He's got that kind of enigmatic spark in him.
He's a good frontman.
Yeah, he's a great frontman, so I think that band is great. We always have a lot of fun socially with them, but also playing with them. And yeah, we're looking forward to working with other bands as well.
Yeah, like Battle Circus, love to do something next year. I feel they're kind of like trying to play for a similar sort of genre as us, It feels kind of like kindred. And also, like Fidelio, I appreciate, their energy, their commitment, and just that they're a Kiwi band at the bottom of nowhere and just trying to do something different instead of recreate what everyone else is doing. Appreciate that.
Okay, kind of on that line, what's the best gig you guys have played? Best feeling?
That's really hard.
For me it was, we did a gig at the Dog's Bollocks for Oxford, and it was just like a charity raising thing, and it was cool. We got like a couple of cool bands to play that we really liked, and it was just awesome because everyone was there. I was just like happy to support the cause and also happy to hear some great music. Yeah, great music, like some of the lineups were great.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
I would probably have to say the same gig.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. We had pulled quite a big crowd because of the whole charity thing, and it was just probably one of our first really big gigs.
Yeah, that's fun.
So it was a lot of fun. Big buzz being on a stage in front of a big crowd.
Good monitors.
Yeah, being able to hear ourselves.
I'm learning something different every performance, like the other gig. Like you were saying, starting at midnight and so on, and I could feel that not all of my heart was going into it, and as a result, the performance suffers, and I learned that lesson and tried to carry that on to tonight's gig, and it felt so much better, so it doesn't really, it's great to have support, great to have passes along, but when you've got a good flow and energy between the band and good friends, it can be the best gig of your life.
It's kind of like reviews, man. Great reviews are great for your ego, and sometimes you need them when you're down in the dark with it. But, a bad gig will teach you so much. I played one recently, and my bass drum kept falling off the stage. So, you learn to cope with it.
I think there is definitely something that we're all learning to tap into, and we kind of look around and we realise that we're doing it. And it's like, that's really good. And that's the kind of that that kernel of real good musicianship and maybe something, you know, a bit more than that that I want to tap into. And that's why I love music, because it's got that potential, not just for the people performing, but people listening to it as well. I get chills whenever I hear a good song. I get chills up the back of my neck, and I know that song is resonating with something in me, and that's what I love as a listener.
If you can affect someone in some way with your own songs, I mean, like the leader come along to 12 or so gigs, I mean, that's a success, you know. That's all I'm asking for.
That's also good, because like, the longer we've been together, the sort of the more comfortable we are with each other on the stage, and it makes the whole, it brings the whole performance up, you know, once you've got sort of that connection with your performance of the band and stuff.
Carry that on to like Hamilton and Wellington, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We did our first venture south of Long Bay in November. That was so much fun. So much fun being on the road with your mates and come to a gig that night and crashing at someone's house and then, okay, where's the next gig and off you go and so on.
Buckle asleep.
But
actually, feel like a real man.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's the most impressive thing we've ever done. And yeah, and we were doing the same thing this month in December in Hamilton, and then Wellington, a couple of radio shows inside of the Wellington gig as well, which is neat. So it's just about increasing the just awareness of the band. But Auckland is a good space to kind of get off the ground. That's why we have heaps of respect for a band like Diva from Matamata. They have a huge music scene in Matamata, and they have to put so much more effort in terms of travel and costs and whatever to what they do. But they believe in it, and the music's good, and they're a really high caliber band for its own. So
Auckland's good in that way. You've got to slug away for a while, eh? A lot of
you do.
Time.
Oh, you
there
do.
Depending on who you know, often, yeah, you got to slow.
Often it's like in all industries, it's not what you know, it's who you know. In terms of, you know, there are clicky groups of bands that want to help each other out and kind of, you know, could lend a hand to other people if they wanted to, and it'd be great. But it's like any kind of scene or industry. You know, as much buzz as there is in Auckland about indie music and New Zealand music on a whole, at government level and whatever. I mean, let's face it, we're on the underside of the planet. You have to fight damn hard for a long time and sacrifice a lot to get heard in your own country and heard outside of it. So I have massive respect for anyone who does it, anyone who's seriously committed to it. Regardless of genre or style or whatever, you have to take your hat off to the people who get across the ditch or beyond or whatever.
I think it comes back to also, like, if anyone can, you know, evoke something in someone else, then that's a successful bit of music too, you know.
Definitely.
Irrespective of genre or, you know, composer.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta figure out in your band how you're going to measure that success. Some people it's getting a record and focusing on recording material and sharing that with other people. Some people it's playing some gigs and getting a following that way. And others it's just those moments where you have between the band or with other people on whatever scale. And for us, I mean, our goals were get in front of people and play hard this year, release a recording at the start of the year, which we did, and make friends in the industry, you know, in the scene, and we've done that, and that's great. So we're all in tomorrow and feel like, man, I achieved so many of the goals that I had for so long, but the whole band is evolving, and so are our ambitions, you know. I mean, I want to take it as far as I can go, but music will always be there for anyone who writes or listens to it or whatever, regardless of whether you want to take it to a commercial extent, you know, that's the great thing about music. So it'll always be with me, always be done.
What's your favourite Subway sandwich?
Veggie Delight with the patty, but sometimes patty can get too much.
Yeah.
But it's the sauces, it's the
useless
veggies. It's the combination of sauces that make the sub. It is.
Bollocks.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise it's just lettuce content.
Your favourite one's the bollocks?
You're the vegetarian!
The bollocks sub? Italian PMT.
Thank you.
Gravity. That was the Cortica. Funny enough, following on from that amazing interview. Like, I mean, it was probably 17 minutes of fun talking to Antoinette, Matt, and Daniel from Decortica.
I heard that only just the start of this week that Subway are promoting the Decortica sub.
Yeah, the Bollocks one. The Bollocks sub. I can't believe he recommended that one. I've tried it and it's not that great.
I tried Matthew Bosch's secret recipe and wasn't too impressed, but...
I'll tell you what, the man can make a good omelette.
Can he?
Last night. Oh, lovely omelette. 2-egg omelette with parmesan on top. Great salad. He's amazing.
Is it true that Willis from IFK was looking for a parmesan?
Oh, man, yeah.
And he actually turned around and said, oh, I can see some cheese.
Yeah, all he can see was some cheese there. Yeah, well, couldn't find the parmesan.
Oh, well, by default, he's a better cook than my ex-girlfriend. Anyway... We got a track coming up for you by a band called The Code. They're a great four-piece indie rock outfit from Britain. This song's called Back of the Room, and it's from their EP. Da-da-da. Oh, it's from the Back of the Room single. They've got an EP coming out, Stephen Kelly does tell me. An interesting point to make now is that he also works for a company in Britain called PRS to make sure that people are playing music with a license. Copyright infringements, stuff like that, all these legalities. So I'd like to point out, Stephen, that all the music you're listening to today is original. Is that right?
Yeah, it's totally original.
So yeah, this is Back of the Room, and then after that,
more excitement, Bridget Martin.
Rock on.
Sure, I know your name, and you're so-
Richard Martin, and that song was called Some Mind Somewhere from her newly released album on Palatal Records, Palomino. Bridget, yep, she's great. I saw her the other night at King's Arms and you were there too, Ben.
Yeah, I'm not a big folk music fan, but thanks to her album, I think I might be now.
It's actually a perfect album. I mean, I've been hearing it through the wall at Palatal Records for about a week now, and it's sunk in, you know, and I love it, particularly that track.
I mean, I've said this to almost everyone who's asked me about the Bridget Martin album, and that's Palomino in person. And folk music has a bit of a dirty name. A lot of people tend to view folk music as the likes of Bob Dylan and, you know, maybe some old-fashioned kind of... view it as somewhat old-fashioned, but, you know, Bridget Martin's style, although it is deep-rooted in the folk music scene, tends to often draw upon, in my view, the likes of Juliana Hatfield and Lisa Loeb, that kind of early 90s female singer.
I think you're right there, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, there's a new folk scene pushing through, I think, incorporating different stuff.
So, in our homage to the institution that was John Peel,
yeah,
we're going to reel off today's track listing. So, you had to begin with?
Infinite Flying Kick and the song Checkmate from their EP of the same name, and you can get that on www.infiniteflyingkick.com.
You had the incredible A&E Line with their song Time, Time, Time. That's available on their album Train Wrecks, and that's available through Manila PR. That's www.manilapr.com.
And then we had Dynamo Go, the lovely song Waiting My Turn. Hamilton 4-piece, and you can get that from myspace.com/dynamogo.
We had the Norwegian band Mean Flower with People on the TV. That's available from Small Town Records and also on their website, www.mean-flower.net.
I'm going down to Small Town Records after this and buying that. Also, we had the interview with Decortica, which was wonderful, and the song Gravity from their Contrast at the Seam EP. And you can get that from decortica.com.
Yeah, you can also get their new Subway sandwich soon. I believe there's going to be an advert up for that shortly.
15-inch.
Ooh. Don't know why I got excited then. Oh, we had The Code, Back of the Room. That's a single release, and that's available on www.thecode555.com. I reckon you should check them out before they become big.
And, of course, just before we had Bridget Martin with Some Mind Somewhere from here, Palomino in Person LP, which you can get from palatalrecords.co.nz/bridgetmartin.htm.
Well, that's about it. We've had a bit of a giggle on more than one occasion.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll hopefully be back in a fortnight's time. Just want to thank rockstar.net for hosting this and for helping us out, and also...
Yeah, palatalrecords.co.nz.
So, Lee, you get to decide what we're going to be seeing out to, so...
Alright, I'm going to play Phony Bone, a local band, Phony Bone from Auckland, New Zealand, and the song called Penny, and this is a wonderful song to go out. It's a two-minute rockathon, and don't be afraid to turn it up and dance to this one. Phonybone.co.nz, and that's the website, and the EP is a lovely blue cardboard one, which you can get in the shops as well.
Anyway, thanks a lot. Peace and fucking.
Okay, see ya.
Just slip away.
Do you know what pisses me off? When bands put secret tracks on for no other reason than to, like, you know. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I forget to put the track Remaining Time on. So, you know, I'm sat there quietly, having my noodles, watching The Simpsons, and then bang!
Comes on. Yeah, I normally put the track Remaining Time, but it's misleading because the length of the album is 15 minutes longer, you know, and then there's a 1 minute bonus track.
Do you reckon it's an excuse for them to jack up the prices, man?
It could be. I mean, you know, who knows? A lot of people are just trying to be clever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, very rarely at the cinema do you see people, you know, sat down waiting for the secret movie at the end of the movie. Doesn't happen.
That's an idea, though.
Yeah, maybe we should patent that.
One of many ideas.
Cool. Subway.